Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
A former New York City police officer is expected to plead guilty today in a murder-for-hire plot to kill her estranged husband and his teenage daughter. The former cop is Valerie Cincinelli. She's accused of paying a one-time boyfriend $7,000 to hire a hitman. The 36-year-old Cincinelli could plead guilty to obstruction and face 46 to 57 months in federal prison. Court records indicate police went to her home to notify her that her estranged husband had been killed, but he had not. It was a ruse. After detectives left, she immediately began talking with her boyfriend about an alibi. Johnson & Johnson has contacted AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Pfizer to join them in an effort to examine the risk of blood clots from taking their COVID vaccines. Studies have now implicated all the vaccines, though the risk appears to be extremely small. People familiar with the matter say Pfizer and Moderna have declined J&J's suggestion. AstraZeneca has apparently agreed. The CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, says people who receive the vaccine will most likely need a third dose within 12 months of being fully vaccinated. And he says it's possible people will need to be vaccinated each year. Earlier this month, updated data from Pfizer's clinical trial showed the vaccine is highly effective for at least 6 months. The head of the World Health Organization says COVID cases are continuing to go up around the world.
Globally, the number of new cases per week has nearly doubled over the past 2 months. This is approaching the highest rate of infection that we have seen so far during the pandemic.
Nearly half the states in our country saw an increase in COVID cases this week. Johns Hopkins University reports 21 recorded a rise of at least 10%. Michigan remains the worst spot of the nation for COVID, with hospitals increasingly overwhelmed with patients. The CDC says more than 30% of American adults have now been fully vaccinated, but vaccine hesitancy and the pace of vaccination varies from state to state. A couple of young seals will be released back into the ocean today. They were found recently along the shores of Hampton Bays. The seals were dehydrated. Workers at the New York Marine Rescue Center have named them after Long Island rock stars Billy Joel and Joan Jett. They figure Billy Joel is about 6 months old, Joan Jett probably 1 to 2 years old. The Suffolk County District Attorney will announce an indictment shortly regarding several reported shooting incidents last year and several alleged cases of harassment through social media. The announcement is expected at 10:30. Charges will include hate crimes. On the heels of the Jared Porter and Mickey Callaway issues, the Mets are now dealing with another case of harassment.
The Athletic piece this morning zeroed in on David Newman, who was hired last November as the team's executive vice president and chief marketing, content, and communications officer after serving as the Mets senior VP of marketing and communications from 2005 until 2018. Newman's accused of making inappropriate comments to women employees during his first stint with the team, creating what one former Mets employee called a toxic workplace, and another said sometimes thinking about it brought on PTSD. Now, Newman told The Athletic he either refuted or couldn't recall many of the specifics the story spells out. Meantime, one of his subordinates, Joe DeVito, who left the Mets last month, apparently sent harassing text messages to female colleagues, which included, "I've barely hit on you, so that counts for something." And in reference to Callaway, "At least I'm not as creepy as Mickey." Hashtag goals. Mark Arne, 1010 Winds Sports.
Police are still investigating why a handyman shot and killed a woman who worked as a flagger on a construction site on City Island. 66-year-old Jose Everaldo Reyes has been charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. He could be arraigned today. Police say Reyes would occasionally bring sandwiches to the victim, 52-year-old Lisbeth Mass. They say her boyfriend chased Reyes down in his car and struck him. Reyes is still recovering in the hospital. Rapper DMX died 1 week ago in White Plains Hospital after suffering a heart attack. Today, there's new music from him.
I'm a march to the beat. I'm a home drummer. Let's get it on, baby. We can go to war all summer.
new song, Been to War, is from season 2 of the epic series Godfather of Harlem, which premieres on Sunday. DMX is joined by Swizz Beatz and French Montana.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.